Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Humanize him for us. Tell us about the Kobe Bryant that we don't know about. What made him so special and so unique as a player?
Well, I think the other aspect that a lot of people started to see more so these last couple of years is just him as a husband and him as a father. Mm-hmm. He also put that attention to detail into his home, you know, and that's what made him so special. I mean, because he had that balance and was able to do these things in every aspect of his life. You know, we know he's a legend and what his career stood for, but just a man, like that's what, you know, impressed me the most. And a lot of the things that I remember about him is just the conversations and the things that I learned as far as off the court things, you know, that he was able to give me.
Talk about those. What was the most valuable lesson or the most impressionable conversation you had with him?
Man, so many. I remember at the time even there was a situation that happened with I was a little frustrated, you know, for some things that were going on at home. And, you know, he saw it on my face. And without me, like, opening up to him about anything that was happening, he just talked to me about patience. And with patience comes understanding. And a lot of times, you know, us as men and especially being husbands or being fathers, you know, what that entails and how we have to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, how we have to be understanding, how we have to go that extra mile in order for the greater of the good. And, you know, that's something that rang true because, you know, we don't have to sit up here and have, you know, win every argument.
Right.
You know, we don't have to sit up there and force our thoughts or ideas down someone else's throat or how we think something should go. But it's just being patient and also being understanding. And that's something that even to this day, that I still hold with me.
Yeah. You won the 2009-2010 championship games. And I'm mm-hmm. listening to you talk about him, and it sounds either like the little brother talking about the big brother or the youth talking to the sage. Mm-hmm. But y'all ages are not that far apart when you look at it. He was just 41. What gave him kind of the grounding, if you will, to be the senior in the room, just to be able to discern that something was just your countenance was perhaps a little bit off? That's not something you learn from the basketball playbook. What do you think grounded him so that he could be able to understand even what you were going through at the time?
I just think experiences. You know, he'd been with his wife, man, since they were babies.
Yeah, she was 18 and he was 21.
Yeah, so at the time I was with the Lakers, I was 27?
Mm-hmm.
And he was, 31-ish? Because it was a four-year, roughly a four-year difference. So
you just look here now. Look here, Kobe. This woman about to drive me crazy. she about to drive me to drinking now. I'm looking.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be able to stay here another night now. And he looked at you and said, "Josh, now come on, man. Keep the family together."
He already had 10-plus years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
he was in that thing.
I literally was. I had only been married, or I had been in a relationship for three.
Right. Got you.
Married two.
Got you.
So I was so new to everything,
right.
You know what I mean?
And in the league on top of it.
Yeah. But even with that, like, I had already had one daughter. We were expecting another child. Like,
certainly.
It was just a lot going on during that time. And you know, like him and D Fish, like they always just pull me like, it's okay, bro. It's okay, yeah. man. Young yeah, fella, yeah. you'll be all right. You know, just stay calm. Be cool. Like, let me handle it. Let me have, like, it's just how they, like, just the reassurance and right. just the everything will be okay. Going. Like, it's just nothing that fazed him. And I carried that same thing. It's just when it came to home, it was just like, bro, I don't know what the hell to do. Like, damn, like, and he just would just calm me down and be like, bro, try this. Listen to this. Do this. All right, how about you just apologize? Don't say nothing. Let it be. Go right. give her a hug. Like, just
right.
small little things, man, that would help. Not only with that, yeah. but parenting. You know, be right. patient. You know, walk them through this. You know, do, like, and it's just, man, I'm beyond grateful for that. And even more grateful because not only for what he was saying, but then I watched him.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of us get advice from people, and then we see how they move, and it's different.
Right.
And for me to watch him and to see that,
yeah.
you know, for me to watch him and we're out and we were, you know, enjoying a little night out on the town and just seeing how
he moved.
Delicate he yeah. was with his wife Certainly. And you know, how he would, you know, sit her down or how he would stand in front of her behind, like just certain things, man. It's just like, okay, Bean, I got you. I get it, bro.
All right.
I get it. Let me add that to the repertoire.
We got to take a break. We'll come back. Gary Davis, Next Level Boys Academy. We'll talk to from a fan standpoint. You know, what did we learn from this young man, young prince of a human being? Many of us just respected the way. I think John said it right. We looked at how he carried himself. Always very dignified. Very smart now. Very smart brother. Very studied. Fluent in Italian and have been exposed to the world because of who his father was.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.